Okay, there we go. Okay. Just the point, if you recall, the Rambam is very meduk in his Lashon when he talks about the first four cases of Lav Shebeklolos in Losocha Adom, okay, he says, Minayin, 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 okay? And when he talks about Ben Sarimur, he says, Asola Ben Sarimur, Minayin, okay? So I told you, Mistam is not a Chirush Mekubu, okay? And the emes is because of Ein Onshin Kamashirim, the Rambam is very clear in the 14th Shurish and the Sefach of the 14th Shurish, you don't need a Pirush Mekubu, because the same way you can go Menadin, okay? You can have Ashol Menadin, so you don't need a Pirush Mekubu. So the Ashol Ben Sarim Meure is not a Pirush Mekubu in Shalom Yisrael, okay? And the truth is, it's a different interpretation of the Pasuk. Because all the first four are interpretation of our Adom. It's either the Dam of the Behemoth Shechuta while it's still inside, while it's still in the Mizrach, or it's our Adom after the Hog Bezdin B'yom Shenehrag, the Havro with the Bezdin eating, it's Al Adom, okay? Whereas in Ben Tzer Meura, it's Achila HaMevir Idei Shvichas Dom. It's a whole different interpretation. Okay? So that's and then the Pirush Mekubal is only basically Al Hadom to explain what the Al Hadom on the Dam is. And here it's not really Al Hadom, it's a whole new interpretation. Okay. And I think I might have pointed this out. The fact that Ram doesn't quote Ben Tzera Meura in the Pirush Mishnayis and Makis, you say, wow. Because it's not, you know, it's nothing to do with anything. Because we learn Ben Tzera Meura is a Chil Misa. The Rambam is talking about Lashing, that you don't get Malkus on it. So Ben Tzera Meura, if he quoted there, were completely, you know, out of context. Okay? That's point number one. I think it's a very clear, simple point. Okay? Now, also, if you notice over here, when he talks about Loisisa Shema Shov, when he talks about with Neiblis Yitim Mirshol, he says Kmoshe Nevaya. When he talks about L'Sochal Adom, he doesn't say Kmoshe Nevaya. Kmoshe Nevaya means what he's going to explain in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. And the emphasis is, he explains what L'Fneiva in the Lav L'Fneiva is, what the Pshatim are, and he explains also in L'Sis Hashem Mishav, what the Pshatim are, okay? And the truth is, when it comes to L'Sochal Adom, he doesn't at all, he just says a lot because he doesn't mention anything. So there's no commotion of Vaya. It's almost the opposite way that you have to supplement the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what he says over here, because he takes the whole portion, it's a lot of Shabbakolis, and he asks the Kasha how you can count, how you can call that the Ashola for Ben Sarimur. Okay? So you look, commotion of Vaya, he doesn't say, and it's very, very meduik. He doesn't say it. Okay? Now, here, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty, okay? Because the Rambam says, has a statement, I'd like to go over this statement. V'ein ro'oi l'nois, kol isa v'isa, shekola aleihem zehalav, mitzvah ne'atzmo, even though it's a separate inyan of inyan ha'tera, Elanimna halav levado shekol kol dvom elu. Okay? Ogoin halav azeh gam kein l'sechol adom. Then he goes on to other cases. Okay? L'sechol adom. And he has omroi l'fnei v'siti mirsho v'chulei k'mo sh'nevaye v'chein l'si z'shem asho v'chulei k'mo sh'nevaye v'zeh omino echot mimine lav shemchol. Okay? Now, like this. The question is, the Ram used the word, I have to see exactly the Arabic over here, what the word roi, but a lot, he's used the word roi a lot of times. And the question is using a different way. What does he mean roi? You know, you're not a tzaddik, you know, it's not, it's intellectually improper, what's roi, okay? That's what we have to understand, what roi is. So I think roi means that by definition, he learns that lasha b'klolos is mufka from counting the inyanim as separate inyanim. I'll explain to you what I mean. See, the question is, you know, what's eino roi? It's not roi. What does he want? See, when he talks about ben tzeru murder, okay, and he says, ukishochal in kufsadihe, in Lulos is a kufsadihe. Ukishochal, ho achila haihi, ho loho, that's the achila from Zerla Vesuive, ala drochemahim, asher loitavim, kva ova ala lav. Okay. Vi afalpi, and he's in apologetics. Vi afalpi, shizeh halab. Ulav shibu klolois, kamo shibiyana b'shoyis at chi'i, ki ain zedochuk, okay? Sha'acha sha'oinish mufush, ain lochush imas hova, im hi minadin, o milav shibu klolois. So you get the impression there's almost like an opposition. It's not, even though we'll see the nusach of the Ashorah is Ben Tzeru Mer at the beginning of Chusadi Hei. He would say, oh, that's what the Lav's all about. Okay? No. No. And in fact, he has to go into apologetics how he can b'chlau count Ben Tzeru Mer. Okay? Because the Lav's Loisa Ladam of Lav Shebekolos is against that concept. Okay? And he doesn't at all mention, there's no mention of what's included in the Lav Shebekolos, just the mere fact that Lo Yisoch Al Adom is Lav Shebekolos. And that is conceptually in opposition with counting it as the Lav, the Ashola of Ben Tzeru Meir. But he says that since we have a cloud of Ein Oichik Masirin, the same way that we disregard Shurisheni, which says you can't count an Asholam in Adin, and because of Ein Oichik Masirin, you can't count in Adin. Similarly, Shuris Chi says you can't count Alav Shebekolos. And the Klal, what's the Kmo? And the Klal of Ein Oichim, Elin Kimasirin tells you, no, you can. The same way you can count Minadin, which is an amazing thing. Because it's counterintuitive for when you read the beginning of the Ashola. You read the Ashola, you say, wow, that's what it is. The Ashola, that's Kilo, the Pshuto Shomikr, Chesed Vos, but it's not at all.
So, for the Ashara purposes, we don't care if it's Pshat Bechlal. It could be Kal Bechomer, it could be... We don't care.
Right, that's Minadin. Minadin includes any of Gimel Midas, so go on. And also, it's Lav Shebekolos. And he equates Kilo the two, and you get the impression there's almost the theme, one of the themes of Shuris Chi is Lav Shebekolos really can't be a separate Lav. But it's a glamorous love for whatever this is, for this whole thing. And the truth is, we'll see that it's not an Einish Kemashirin, that the Einish Misa, Bezdin, and the Einish Kiris requires a separate love. And the din of Lav Shebekolos says it can't be a separate Lav because it's a Lav Shebekolos. That's what Ram says. that since Einishki must hear it, we're not worried about it. Okay? And he assumes, like Kiilu, he told us this already, shows Chi, and Kiilu should have read this between the lines, and there's a priori some tension between that and counting it in the mitzvahs. He says, no, it's okay. The same way, it's okay in Menadim. So the same way they don't count in Haloas Chutz, you have a lav, but Shchut Chutz is no lav. But since the Torah has an Onesh Kores, we know there's a lav. And that's only from a limud, from your Gimumidas. No problem. Okay? Because they know Chinik Masirin. Similarly, the lav from a Kalov Vimoy is a Binyanav. You give me this? No problem. Ain't on Shekhin Masir. Is it a soul from Makal from a Kalo Vimo Shalom Yisrael? Similarly, okay. Beseda? Okay. Now, I just want to now, we set up a tension between the general rules of Shurish Shani and Shurish Shi'i and the override, the overarching principle of Ein Oinshin Melech Kemasirin, right? It's what's trapped, this tequila war, a tug of war, Ein Oinshin Melech Kemasirin wins? Or really, we have a whole new approach over that's going on. How does it play itself out? Okay? So the truth is, you have this problem in two other cases. You have the problem of Birkas Hashem, and Misnava B'Shem Avodah Zorah. Because Birkas Hashem really doesn't have an Ashorah. But Birkas Hashem is an Ashorah from a Kal Dayin and Lekim Lo Sekal. Okay? And Misnava B'Shem Avodah Zorah is also under the Ashorah of Shem Elohim Achim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishama Apicha. Okay? Which is Nishma B'Shem Avodah Zorah. And both of them, Yudalid, is a separate, Yudalid, and Yudalid is a separate law of Nishma B'Shem Avodah Zorah, and I think it's Chof Ches, is Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah. And similarly, I think Reish Tezvav, Reish Tezayin, is the law of Mekal Dayin, and Samuch is a separate law of Birkas Hashem. Okay, so what do you say? And the Rambam does an amazing thing. There are a lot of amazing things going on here. The Rambam is Akasha. So the question is, you have to keep in mind, okay? You get Malkus for Mekal Dayin. Okay, the Rambam says explicitly in Minyan HaMitzvahs and Reish Tezvav, Reish Tezayin. You can see it very clearly. The law of Elokim Lishkal. Okay, it's Mefurish. Okay, you have it there.
Reish Tezvav.
Reish Tezayin. That's the Tezayin. Reish Yudalid.
No, this is...
What? Give it to me one second. What are we? Oh, no, wait a second. I'm right doing Shin, then Shin. I'm sorry. Then Shin. I'm sorry, Shin. This all
behind. Shin Yud Ches.
Okay, Shin Yud... No, Shin Ches is there.
That's Aviv Yimah, right?
No. It's Shin Tezvo. Shalom HaKal is a dayin who Omroi Elokim Lezkal V'Oiva Alav Zeh Loike. Okay? That Shin, okay? Now, okay? Listen to now, let's go back to Lo Yisaseh Samuch, okay? Let's go to Lo Yisaseh Samuch and we'll see what happens, okay? Lo Yisaseh Chamach, okay? That's Birkas Hashem, okay? V'da! She'yoyz ha-min ha-zeh, min ha-scholos, kol shnei dvorim, oy shloisho, eino mimin lav she-b'kolos. B'shvil she'akosu be'yo oynesh, b'chol inyin v'inyin, mehem v'yodano behechach, sh'kol inyin mehem muzim imenu, u'shum etzlois ha-seh. כמו שביאנו בהקדומו, ששמנו לפני המים, או לפני שורשים, או נקדומו, תומד הקדומו, מן הקדומו, he means the second half of שורש ידלת, ובעבור היועס או איקו, לעונש אלן כניל, היזיר, נחפש אחס הולה בהכך, פום יוצא בהקש, פום יהיה בכלל דובה אחר, כמו שביאנו בהקדומו. ובאומנם יהיה לב שבקודש, כשלא ימסה לנו, בשום מקום עניין זה מן העניונים ההם שעוז ממנו, אלא מן הלב ההוא, כמו שביאנו בשורש תשיעי. אוקיי? אוקיי. So he's bothered by something. Okay? Right? But the truth is, what he actually says, he suggests it should be a lav shel kolos, and he says that it's not. Okay? But let's do lav shel kolos over here. There's a lav for makal dayin, right? So, since the definition of lav shel kolos, okay, is clearly shnayim shlish inyonim, so if you bring in Because Hashem, you're going to make it into Lash Bakolos. And by making Lash Bakolos, it's antithetical to what you want to do. And you can't do it then. Okay? That's the problem. So he says that since the Ashol is Mufureshis by that, and all you're doing is trying to make it another Alab, whatever, we'll see what the answer is, it's okay. That's what he's answering. He says, a priori, it should be lav shel kolos, and that should be hafkor. He says, no. Okay.
This is almost like double counting.
Yeah, right, almost. Right. Yeah, so, but the truth is, okay, the question is, what happened to Michlau? Okay. We know, we pointed out, right, that the definition of lav shel kolos is not only shnayim shlosh inyonim, but it's also mechlal, correct? We went to the Mishnah of Mishnayis, and we proved it from the Sherish itself, okay? So I assume what's going to happen is, by making it a lav shel kolos, and it's for this and that, and making it the oynish, okay? We're making it the oynish. Oh, Birkas Hashem, the lav and the asol for it. You're ending up that it's two inyonim. So this asholah is a little two inyonim. So you're making mechlal. Not only two inyonim becomes mechlal because the asholah refers to two things, the lav. So then he says, no, you flip it and you say that it's not really so. Okay? Because this is mefush, correct? It's amazing. You have to ask yourself if it's logically sound or not, but that's what's going on. Okay? It's like almost mental acrobatics of how to play it out, okay? But what happens, Lamaisa? So at this point, we don't know anyone's winning independent of anything. What's happening really? So what happens? It is a lav. The two us. So how does it happen? Because this is really the lav. It really ends. It should be two kolos two and yon. It should be mechlal. It says no because this was mefurish. So what happened? Okay? Correct? You know, what's going on? So I think there's another amazing thing that's happening, okay? If you look at me in Akotze, especially the habit over there, and frankly, you can see at the bottom on Loisase, in the me in Akotze in Samuch, okay? I'll ask you something. When you count Loisase in the me in Akotze, okay? The me in Akotze is quoting the Mikra Mechukam that Moshe Rabbeinu taught when he taught the Lav, okay? So you have Asholos in the Torah, right? they are shasah as follows, right? So what do you count? What should you count? You should count shame Elohim. Not shame Elohim achelos kil. You should count Elohim lesakal twice. You should count it in the shin, what shin tezayin, wherever it was in the zvot, and you should count it also in samuch, correct? But what does he count the minyan hakotzer by samuch? What does it say?
Elohim lesakal. Remember onesh v'nokav Hashem.
So then, what does he do? He quotes. What does he do?
Elohim lo sekalo.
But that's not enough.
And then he has no
kibush. Because if it would be only that, he couldn't really count it. Correct. Okay. Now, go back to Chof Ches. Misnabe b'shem avodah zorah is a Chof Ches.
Yeah.
So what does he say? What's Chav Ches? What does he say there?
Shalom l'shmol l'mesnavei b'shem avodah zarah.
Shalom what?
L'shmol l'mesnavei b'shem avodah zarah.
Yeah.
Shenema lo sishma al divrei hanavi.
What's lo sishma what?
Al divrei hanavi.
It says lo dishma. You read lo there. There's a lo there. I didn't remember lo.
Lo sishma. Yes.
Lo sishma ma.
I think you're on chav. Yeah.
You read the wrong one. Chavav. What does it say?
Shlo nisnabe b'shmo shnema v'ashe yidaber b'shem elu.
V'ashe yidaber b'shem elu kimat. No, it says chavav. Chavav. Sorry, chavav. What does it say? Chavav. Sorry, chavav. What does it say?
Shlo nisnabe b'shmo shnema v'ashe yidaber b'shem elohim achelim.
What's the shame of David Chim? What's going to happen? It's Mos Yomos. He's going to be Chayim Misa, correct? So, that's the Mikom Chukam? Okay. Look over there in Shin Yud Ches when he's talking about. Let's see. Kuf Sadi Hei. Let's see him for a second. Kuf Sadi Hei. Lois is a Kuf Sadi Hei. Okay. When he's talking about Ben Tzeremer. So what would you expect him to count? L'Selcha Adam. Okay, what does he count? Okay, because that's his Chayim Misa Vogmu, right? Okay, now, Shin Yud Ches. That's just one at a time. You'll find the same thing all over. And you could look in Sheichet, in Sheichet B'chutz, you'll find it again and again. He's quoting the Einish. And even when he quotes once there, so it means, hello, you look at me in a kotzer, you try to find the lav l'sechal adam, you won't find it at all.
What did you say, Shin Yud Ches?
No. What did you say, Shin Yud Ches? Yeah. Shin Yud, one second. Shin Yud Ches, what's that? Where's the one from over the Imoy? So Shin Yud Ches, we didn't know. What do you mean? That's allowed? And he does it also in what he called it. So what he basically says, well, it's a facade, okay? Ein Einshel Meghashirin is a smach. It's like pin the tail on, you know. It's a smach, the checklist that you can count it as Cholim and Yiram Mitzvahs. But it's not real. Okay? So it's not that it overrides the principle. Since it's not real, you have to, there's no problems. No problems, Menadin. Okay? There's no problem. What?
Does that mean that once you have the onus, you'll find it, no sorry, you don't care how you find it?
Yeah, that's basically what's happening. See, so that's what he tells you. It doesn't make a difference in Adin, and it's not the Adin, it's not from Kavah Choyim. Any way you're going to find it, you're going to find it. Okay? And you got it. Okay? And even when he counts in Birkas Hashem, when he counts the Lav, El-Kil Iskal, it's not enough. Because it's only, like, you know, that's what you suggest. So then there's no problem. There's no Lav Shabakolos, really. Because it really is explicitly on what? On Dayan. And it really is explicitly on Nishma Hashem Avodah Zarah. So it's amazing. A mikum mechukum in a loisase is an oynish. Okay, sorry, it's just, you know, it's a nice way to, you know, to liven up an evening on the, you know? You know, if someone would have told you that's what Ram did, you know, it's a, okay?
Is an ashor, it's not an ashor.
There is an ashor because there is an ashor because it's a smach from an ashor. But it's not the accounting. You look at the impression, not the accounting this ashor twice. You're not counting something twice. And the amazing thing, Loisircha Adam is not at all in Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? Can I continue?
Why does he say you count it once then if it's not there at all?
What?
Then why does he say you count it once?
Who's once? Oh, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. You see what's happening, hello? You see what's happening, you get the impression, hello? See here, the tension between... Now let's go back again, okay? Now also, he does the same argument in Kufset Tanihei. Doesn't he have an argument in Kufset Tanihei? Okay, Sheikh Lamayla, listen to this one. Lois said Sadi for a second. Shlo lishchoi kochim bachutz. Shenema, ashe yishchoi tsho oi kesef, buchule, pesach oi moi, buchule, minichas. That's an ashola? Sadi. And that the truth is that even in Samach, we quote the Lav, he needs a whole spiel in the Minyan HaKotzer because it's not real. Why talk so much? He usually is Makatzer in the Minyan HaKotzer. That's what it's all about. Okay. Now, continue. I'm sorry to do this to you. But okay. Next step, okay. But you notice the difference in the Lashon.
What does it mean it's a smach? What is everybody thinking?
I know, I'm trying to say, it's not, you have to understand what he's saying, it's not real. It's not real in the sense, the very sure he's trying to work, to walk on two strands at the same time. And one hand he's saying, I'm not counting something twice. And the other hand, I still have enough to have ashola. It's an amazing thing. See, I would have said either it overrides it or doesn't override it. No! Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's a very difference. Now, read the Lashon in Kufsadi Hei. So you remember when you read the Lashon in Samoch, he basically starts out and has the problem of Lav Shebekolos, and he basically says that it's not a Lav Shebekolos, right? Okay? Because it really is explicitly for Nishma Hashem Avodah the Zorah. It's not Shnei Inyonim, correct? Okay? But what does he do? What does he do in Kufsadi Hei when he has this whole discussion? Just one thing. He says, Bekivan He says like this. וכבר ביאנו בהקדום או ישמי מזה, שכל מה שחי בו הכוסף, קולס או מיסבדש, מיסס בזן, הרי מיצס לא יססה, חוץ מן הפסח והמילה. Okay? Okay? חוץ מן הפסח והמילה. Okay? כמו שביאנו. But it's a מיצס לא יססה. וכיוון שדון אס זה, כיוון שדון אז זה הזוי לבשרים בתנועים מתוארים. בסקיל יודענו שזה המעשה שמסורנו לו בהחלט. והרי נסבעי לא אימש. ונשאלו לו לחקו על הסהולו. לפי הכלום. Because we know this is הסהולו, we just have to find it. Okay? אצלנו לעונש הכוסו אלא כן היזיה. ולא שגמור סנהדרין, הסהולו בן סהולו מור מנאי תמלוי מלסחו אדום. כלומר, לא יסריכו So now he goes about and tries to explain the Gemara in context of this new reading, correct? See, he explained. So you get the impression maybe saying Tutashon Mikra, right? Then he makes a reversal. Like nothing happened. V'afa pi shelav hazeh. Lav shebeklolus. K'mo shebeyanu. Bekat ishi isho ishi. Ein bekach klum. It's not a kasha. L'fi shekashe oynish mefurish. Lo yinechush li'az hova. Im hoysa men adin. O min lav shebeklolus. This is not fair, okay? This says it's the exact same thing, okay? So you have the case in the Minadin, okay? You can say the Kvar, you only say only really one case, the Minadin, one second, the Minadin he has in Sadi, okay? From the Lav of Shvut Echutz, he's going to have later in Binyan Av for Makalo V'imoy, but he really doesn't have a case of Lav Shebekolos. He suggests that she becomes Lav Shebekolos by introducing this Einon Shkin Masirin, and he says it doesn't become, correct? So there's no other case like this. This is a case where it remains a Lav Shebekolos. Okay? And this is an amazing thing. And he's not, I don't think he's fair over here. There's no dugmos, because he goes out, he reads Samuch. He's going out of the way and saying it's not. Okay? Okay? See, here is a problem, okay? Because here you have the tension. And the question is, how does it play itself out? Because on one hand, you have the tension to tell you that each oinish needs a separate hazhava, because it's a separate mitzvah and yira mitzvahs. And then you have the definition of lav shebeklolos. It can't be for something. It can't be for any one of the things. But it's a general thing, correct? So how does it play itself out? What happened here? Is that why he's going out of his way to say that the aladom is achila mevila de dom? Is that what he's trying to do? But he's really not doing that because you look kufsadi hey. He doesn't quote the Lab at all. He quotes the Zerla Meseve. He quotes the Einish. So what's the problem? The problem is in Lav Shebeklolos, in counting it as a Lav Shebeklolos, and it should be a smach for the Einish. But if you count it all together under the same umbrella, there's no problem. That's what he's saying. The question is, how do you do that? Because there's a different presentation over here, because the minyan mitzvah, you get the impression that the lav is really with sochal adam. And somehow the tension is broken, we don't know how. And when he gets to minyan kotzer, he says it's really exactly like Birkas Hashem. Okay? Doesn't want to show you, it's an amazing thing going on here. Okay? But if I would have told you that the Rambam is having a long discussion, okay, in Shiur Tshi about Lo Yisochal Adam, that's the main example. Everything, yeah, and there's no mention of a minyan kotzer. See, here he has the tension, and instead of saying, you know, there's something new going on here, he says, I explained this already. It's all the same as everything before, but it's not. Okay. So this, I think, is amazing. Okay? Just want to be honest. Okay? Next. Okay? Continue. Okay? I'm sorry it took so long to explain, but you know, it's almost mind-boggling, correct? Now, next, I just want to tell you, you shouldn't make a mistake. The whole over Yedaini and this and this and this is not a lot, nothing to do with Rav Shabbat Kolos. Okay? Because you look at Loisa Setes, amidst the Shias, he Shias, he Lome Asais, Maise Hayid Oini, Vigam Ze Mimini Abuzizo, Ubo Asho, Boy Beze Haloshin, Altifno Avois Lilid Oini, Val Tashim, says Elashim Akolis. You shouldn't make that mistake. Ki Hukva Hilek Oisom, Bezichon Oinish, Vyomo Oivo Yidoini. He's not talking about because the same way the Torah is machalik the ancient, it's machalik also the lav. So the separate lav, it's not lav shem kolos machal. It comes into minasheni of lav shem kolos, and with machalik. But you see, of El Yidainim, you know what that pasuk is? There he's talking about a lav in the Minyan HaKotzer. Because the pasuk via perik vayikra yud tes lamed aleph v'yidainim. Al tivakshu l'tomo vohem. It's a lav. So it's not like all the others. Not because he doesn't mention Ein Oinshin Gimasirin. Correct? Okay? Now, next. Now I have something I'm even afraid to talk about. Let me just talk about it a little bit and tell you the problem. Okay? Okay? The Rambam, I think I mentioned this to you before. The Rambam goes out of his way in Sefer Mitzvahs to say that the Eitz Shen Hagenes in the Fnei Yivlo Siti Mirsho is Tshitus HaMikra. And Kilu, the Pirush HaMakubo, is the case of Aveira, of a Mikshal Aveira, okay? Correct? And then he has a long discussion in Losisa Shemashov, that Roy Pomim in the Losisa Shemashov is when the Baldova says it's Taina Shalobafnei, he's on the Baldova, it's Shav, correct? And then he goes on at the end to say the other cases. So he's going out of his way to say there's a Pshuta Shomikra, okay? Correct? So that means that every lav has to have a pshuta shel mikra? And pshuta shel mikra is not a steer to lav shel kolos? So what exactly happens? Or does he mean something else? Okay? Because let me ask you something. Is there pshuta shel mikra in Lo Yisochal Adam? Okay, so you would say, abs preposterous, okay? The problem is, the Rambam in the Vuchim has a long discussion about it, okay? And clearly says that there is a Pshuto Shomikra. Okay? In Chela Gimel Perig Memvov, and he says that the people didn't want to eat the dung, but they were a little bit, you know, they were a little more Besra mentioned, you know. So they used to eat around the dung and try to make a meal of Reus, and the Shadim should come and eat the dung. And that was Lissokha dung. Okay? So I, priori, looking at this, I would say, you know, I'm saying, Pshuta Shomikra, in Moin Levuchim, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's no mention of this, Meichi Teisa, they didn't do it, that's correct. Okay? The problem is, the Yeshua Nogid has a tshuva in Klal Tes, and Ikiilu takes the Rambam, and Ikiilu lets the pshat in the pasuk, and discussing Lissokha Adam, which is a priori man. So he says like this. He says, Sheila. Like this, Sheila. Lom leisocha adom leinimna kidoimov sheim leisisa sheim hashov of neib leisitim hashov. Okay. In Tema, see, he's asking a question. Why is Lissokha Adam Minyan HaMitzvahs? Okay. So listen to what he says. Im Teima Shu Nimna Kazhola Ben Zeru Murda. Okay, Im Teima. Ze Eino Pshata Kosov. And he can only count Pshata Kosov. Okay. And Ki Ilu Im Loisis Hashem Hashov. And we have Shaka Kosov. Vuroi hoya limnois pshot pashtoi gider shenimnu doimo. Umayia mochuvim a pashtoi. What's pshat in posik? What's the pshat in the posik? There is a posik. It must have a pshat. That's the yes of Yeshua Nogin. Okay. He doesn't disagree with any of the premises that the person who asked the kasha, okay? I'm not sure if they're actually shilas and tshuvas, or he wrote these shilas and he answered them himself. I have no clue. You know, I have to ask someone who knows more about this, okay? Pshat, but it's really irrelevant to me because he's accepting all the assumptions, okay? Pshat ha-kosuf, hu azho al-achila sabib hadom. So he's taking the Rambam in the Vuchim, like, you know, hook, line, sinker. Then he says, Vasho is there, Hoyso, Bisman, Sheshochtu, Mabibo, Mitur Shedimu, Shashedim Dom, Mibolis, Vreim Lahem, Bemaise Zer, Altsaba, Vuzu Yisola Kach, Vedova Zer Bottle, Meish Nichtusol Yishuv, Mishum Kach, Lohisif Lahazir, Olov, Lechud.
The pshat changed?
No. The pshat, no. Then he asked the kash. You know what the next kash is? Sorry. So what's going on? Okay. No, that's not the problem. Sheila. Avu yesh kan kusha. Im ocha odom. Sobe vadom bizman azeh. Ma dino meichan isloi? Tshuva. Asher ledinoi chai hu malkus. Visu merakosel osecho b'chus agoi. Lefish hu nichal v'posik zeh. Lefich lo nitzach oi. Gam kein. Limnois loisocho adam, ki ze maspik v'dazeis. So the question is, what happened over here? Is this, I just want to leave this because I want to talk about something else. I don't want to even want it. Is this, so I would have said, you know, the whole thing, you know. Is this what's going on? Remember I mentioned to you the Rambam once, that in mitzvah saseh chav, he asked the kasha, why shouldn't there be a separate mitzvah of Mizbach Adom HaTasari? He says that the Pshuta Shemikra is only in the Midbo, not only in the Midbo, is a Hirash, is not a Mitzvah L'Deiris, because once it's going to be a base, it's a Boma. The Pshuta Shemikra is a Boma, and Boma is only when there's no there's no so it's not the pshat that the Issa is still kayim, but the Issa was always said. It wasn't said. It's not like the Rambam says in Kuf Pei Zayin, the Lois says Kuf Pei Zayin, that the Zayin Amamin, that the Lav still exists of Lois Chayek on the Shoma, because it exists. The Chavis Gav exists. There's no Kananim. It's not the Pshat. The Lav was only said in the Midbar. It's only said in the Midbar. So therefore, whatever Pirush Mekub you have is referring to Mikdash, and there's no separate Mitzvah Seh Mizbeach. Is that the same thing that happens over here? And that's why Leisecha Adam can't be counted, because the Pshuta Shel Mikra is a Harasha, but the cloud of Eloich Shel Mikra Mashirim will override it. But the problem is, it sounds very nice in Moed Nevuchim in his discussion, Rabbi Shua Nogazer, but the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos is telling you a whole different discussion. He's not saying anything. The problem is Lav Shebekolos, not because the Pshuta Shel Mikra was a Rasha. Okay? So maybe the Rambam's only saying that every Asay and Lois Asay in Torah has to have a Nusach. And if you have many Isurim and you can't pick one of them to be a Nusach, you can't make it. What's he trying to say? Because Lemaisa in Bet Zorim, we have a Nusach and we're okay. But this is an amazing issue. Okay, I don't want to belabor it because I'm not sure I know what I'm talking about. But I think I told you enough to get at least to whet your appetite here. Okay. Let me ask you another question. What do you need? The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, the main case that he quotes, you don't get Malchus L'Sechol Adom, right? It of Lashem calls L'Sechol Adom in Hilchos Sanhedrin, right? You test Gimel, correct? Excuse me. I think it's Pelach HaBeis and Gimel. Ches maybe. Okay. Correct? But why did you say Tidoke Malkus Lashni Blasos Mishtestu? Or how do you get Malkus for Elokim Lo Sakalo? It's also Lashni Blasos Mishtestu. Okay. So the answer is, I would tell you, the lav was a nitan laschois mises bezin. The lav is lav shemakolis. It's just ki'ilu the smach. I don't know if that would be mafkia. And you have to think very seriously. What does it mean? Lav shenita laschois mises bezin. Okay. That is another point. Okay. Now, then I just want to tell you something, okay? If I ask you, the Rambam Mishnah Torah, why don't you get Malkus in Loisisa Shema Shov? Okay? See what I said? It's Lashem Kolos, no? So the Rambam says in Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph, that was Halacha Beis and Gimel in Yudches. He says the reason why you don't get Malkus is Shem Hashav to Lav Shem Bemais. So what happened? Because he has a Peshut or Shomiko. Therefore, what exactly? How did it didn't become a change? What happened? No clue. Okay, so that's just to get whet your appetite, and let's move on. Okay, you know, the mice is. Also, in Lifnei Ivel Siti Mirsho, he's flipped his whole opinion. Because in Lifnei Ivel Siti Mirsho, I'll leave you with that, the Pshuta Shel Mikra is Eitz Sheino Genes. Okay? And what is the The Pirush Mukubal?
Averus.
Averus, okay. So could you imagine someone writing that, talking about Averus, and say, Eitz Sherogeres is B'chein? That's not only counterintuitive, it's crazy, correct? You know who does it? The Rambam and Mishneh Torah. Okay, listen to this. Perek Yudbeis of Hilchos Hoseach Hashmiras and Nefesh Halacha Yudalev. Chosh Osalim Kol Goy Osalim Kol Yisrael. She listed. Vineish Nimsa Machzik Yarov Yaveu Machshila. V'chein Kol Amachshil Ive Bedova V'Sio Eitzer She'ino Igenes O Shechizik Yadei Ovi Avera Shuhu Ive V'Ino Goye Derech Emes V'Bnei Taibus Liboy. So what happened here? It's a flip, no? What he holds is no pshita shemikra nafshu b'kodesh. So what happened, okay? And maybe there's no pshita shemikra, and Lucy Shem Hashem has pshita shemikra, so it's not a nafshu b'kodesh. What happened over here? There's no clue. I mean, I can give you, you know, possibilities, but possibilities is not telling you that there's no scholarship of possibilities. You know, we don't know anything more. Okay. Beseder. That's what we have. Next. Now. Okay. Now. I just want to tell you one thing. Okay. Like this. The Rambam has, when he talks further, yeah, he says like this. Let's do some reading. Ma'min ha'sheni, hu shiyovo lav echod, ho'iset vorim rabim, nilvim mechuborim, chsosan lochapostim, pshuto shomiko, and it's a list. This and this and this and this. Ushiyoyim ulesas kach v'kach. V'amin hazeh yicholot l'shnei chalokim. Sheish mimenu mashibeo b'talmud shuchai malchus akol dov v'dov v'meyosan advorim anilvim. Sheish mimenu mashomu shenu chai v'lachas al akol v'bnei shulav shebekolos. Hinei oisan alavim shebeo shuchai v'kolachas v'achas heim asher nimna kol dov v'mehem mitzvah v'nei atzmo. U'mashi beiru, shu chayiv achas, al hakol nimna oisa mitzvah achas. Kfi mashi yisad b'shoz hazeh, shil yuka, echod, shtei malkis, b'shem echod b'shum ponim. So b'kitza is, he takes the sefach, what he's adding on to the shirish, and ties it at the beginning of the shirish, correct? That's about kefal lavim, and here he compares that the chiluk is like Kefal Alavim in the case of the two separate inyonim. Okay? It goes to the Malkus. V'kivet sheichad mubir b'chol inyon v'inyon v'yisad inyonim anilvim sheloikim al kol echod v'shuhu k'sh'osu b'bas achas k'ul b'bas achas loikim Malkus halbe yodaro behechach sheheim shemos halbe v'yimne kol inyon v'nifar. So what it means, basically, you don't count what's shameless and what's inyan. An inyan is an inyan in the Torah that you know might be also mutter, but you don't have a specific tzivui or a specific lav about it, okay? Hashem is a conglomerate. It's not only an inyan, but it has a clear separate command or clear separate lav for it. So if the Torah is mechalek, you have don leisucha lecho b'shurecha ma'isa degoncho leisucha v'lo te'oishcho v'yo yitzalecho. So you have a lav on each one. If you have a lav on each one and the separate inyanim, that's a new shem. And a new shem is reason to have minyan mitzvahs. Okay? That is the beginning. Okay, correct? Now, what I want to just introduce you to, and Mr. Shem, I'll talk about next week, okay, is a question which, if you be a little bit graphical or poetic, or you obviously be, is Bokas V'Oil, like two Bokas V'Oil, B'teich Kol Inyan, okay? The Rambam is going to present a Machlekes Abaye in Rova about Malkus, okay? And he has a long discussion here trying to point out that Minyan HaMitzvahs depend upon Minyan HaMalkus, okay? And he says this whole thing comes together with a Pirush HaMakubal, right? Or that the Matik Yashmur, right? Matik Yash, correct? So what happened over here? The Boinish, Abaye and Rovo are disagreeing about Malkus, okay? Is the issue in Minyan HaMitzvahs that we're discussing at the end of Shiras Tishii? What's the issue about? Is the Machlekes dependent on Abaye and Rovo? And according to Abaye, you're going to count mitzvahs and Minyan HaMitzvahs a different count? Or the Mach? Can you have a Machlekes a different Kabbalah? The Ram says at the beginning of Shiras Sheni, there's no Machlekes a different Kabbalah. And the Ram also says it in the Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnah. And on the other hand, when he wants a bang that Rav is right, he says, he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Stam, there's no Malkus, that you ain't looking at Elasha B'Kolos, so we may love. We don't pass in Gabaye, and Rav has free room to roam. So what happened here? Okay. Right. Now, let's see another question. Okay. Abaye says not only get Malkus for Noah, you not only get Malkus Mavusho, right? You get Malkus Kim Sliesh, right? And if you eat Noah, you get two Malkus for Noah and Kim Sliesh. Okay. Would anyone in their right mind say that according to Abaye, there's a lab in Minyan HaMitzvahs of Kim Sliesh?
Do people count it?
I can't tell you. You can look around, but I'm just telling you. I'm asking you in the Rambam's frame of reference. Can you imagine such a thing? Okay. Abaye and Rova. You know, but you see, on one hand, he makes Abaye and Rova the showcase. I'm not getting involved with the Gisa. There's different texts, whether it's Abaye or Rova, whatever it is. Whatever it is this Machlekes? Is this Machlekes about Minyan HaMitzvahs? Or it's only about Malkus? Because I have to say it's only about Malkus. But the B'nai Shem, it's only about Malkus. But the Ram says the Minyan depends upon Malkus. So what happened? Okay? And that, Amit Hashem, we'll pick up next week. Amit
Hashem. I've read this, not other questions.
Okay, say that. I'm sorry.